About a decade ago, during a drop in water levels, a DNR researcher working at a UW site in northern Wisconsin decided to take a closer look at 70 years of data. Data on two small lakes in Vilas County, groundwater, Lake Superior, and the connected lakes Michigan and Huron. Carl Watrous says he and his team were surprised to learn the big and small lakes had some key similarities.
They were increasing and decreasing in water level at roughly a frequency of every 13 years or so, and by about the same amount.
Watrous says the path of a jet stream-like atmospheric pattern called circumglobal teleconnection seems to influence the lake levels, and so does the local balance between precipitation and evaporation, a battle that evaporation has won during some recent warmer winters. In fact, during much of the last 15 years, levels have been down, and a rise didn't start happening a couple years ago, just a little bit last year. Watrous says there have been false starts before.
And only time is going to tell whether this is actually the beginning of a return to the old cycle or whether it's another, you know, small upward step in an overall decline.
Watrous declines to offer policy recommendations, but says it's the atmospheric patterns that may be causing most of the low levels in Lake Huron and not dredging where the lake empties near Detroit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.